Joining me today on CFBS is Genevieve Gelina from the Fisheries Workforce Sectorial Committee to talk about training being offered on the Maritime Safety Management System. This new fishing vessel safety requirement was put in place by Transport Canada since 2017 for owners or operators of a fishing vessel. Good afternoon, Genevieve. Thank you for joining us today on CFBS.
Good afternoon, Abigail.
So, Genevieve, under the new fishing vessel safety regulations, owners or operators of a fishing vessel must now do what?
They must hold drills on the safety procedures to make sure that every crew member on their boat is ready to carry out those procedures if there's an emergency situation. And they also have to keep a record of those drills to prove that they really practiced.
And the security training for fishermen, can you tell us about what do they do in training? Like, what is the duration of a session and what kind of drills are they doing?
I have to say that's a training that is very focused on concrete abilities. That's not a traditional training with people sitting in the classroom. The trainer is a former crab vessel captain, so she knows well the boat, the challenges of the fishermen, and she goes on the boats of the captains and crews who are interested in the training. And then when she's on their boat, she's going to talk about the safety procedures with them to make sure that they know what to do if a situation happens and who does what in case of emergency. And then they practice procedures as to put on their survival suits. That's not so easy. Mm-hmm. They also have to jump into the water with their suit, of course, and get back on the boat, which is also not so easy. They have to extinguish a fire, a fake one, of course. They practice at deploying the life raft. They check the expiration dates of the safety equipment to make sure that it's still valid. And they also log all the required information in their records on the boat. The objective is that after the training, the captain and the crew are able to hold the drills again by themselves without the trainer and to do it regularly and also to keep their records up to date by themselves so that, of course, they are more safe. They are safer on the boat because that's so fresh in their memories what they have to do if something happens. And they will also comply with the regulation, which is, of course, important to be okay with Transport Canada. And I have to say that's not a very short formation, but it lasts for about 6 hours. It depends on the complexity of the boat, but usually about 6 hours is enough to complete the training.